Phoneboy Speaks, episode 340, App.net pushes broadcast.
I had thought that the app.net guys had been kind of quiet lately. There hasn't been a lot of podcasts by them. There hasn't been much. I mean, they've responded to queries and stuff, but they haven't really been saying much. But today they actually, they broadcast the fact that they're now doing what they call broadcasts. And what they made is a very simple way to do push notifications using app.net as the back end. And you can actually, type in your own messages into app.net, and you can have them pull from an RSS feed, or you can programmatically post messages to a specific type of channel in the app.net API, and it will send a push notification to your phone or using the ADN Passport app on Android or iOS. And I did kind of notice, the last app.net Passport update that they'd asked for push notifications, which I thought was kind of weird. I said, okay, well, I'll allow it. I don't know what it would be pushing. Well, now I know, right? So that hint has kind of been there, but only now they now have a way of actually looking at the broadcast messages and, of course, actually doing something about it. And so they actually have a directory. You can go into the ADN Passport app and actually subscribe to different channels. I created one for the Phoneboy Speaks podcast if you're an ADN user, and even if you're not. I'll actually put a link in the show notes. And you can, even if you're not an app.net subscriber, you can get a push notification sent to your phone when a new Phoneboy Speaks podcast comes out. Well, I mean, I don't know if you really want that, but it's a nice example. And obviously people can do whatever they want with it, and you can subscribe to the ones that you want and unsubscribe to the ones you want. It's something very clever. It's push notifications that anybody can set up, and you could have and it sends a note to your phone, and that's that. It'll be interesting to see how people use it. I mean, obviously, some companies and content outlets are going to use it, but I think where it's going to be really interesting is how individuals use it. And I suspect that individuals will make use of this new capability once it starts percolating into apps. I mean, there are apps that talk about receiving push notifications, but not about sending them. And this might be pretty interesting to see. So I would suspect that this will be something to watch. I don't know what else, what else I can say about it now, except I've played with it and it seems pretty simple. I've even set up a push notification for No Agenda, where it will send out a push notification when the podcast comes out, and it will also send a push notification when Adam Curry sends the bat signal on Twitter. Although it's kind of delayed because there's no other than me writing in an API program, I don't know that there's any way I'm going to be able to pull the information out of Twitter in real time to push it to ADN. I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with some clever way of doing it. But anyway, the possibilities of this, of course, are endless, since you now have a really easy programmatic way to do push notifications, and it's free. That's the cool thing about it. That's the thing that I think is cool. And of course, they'll have more, the features free, built on ADN, and I'm sure they'll have some premium features, which, who knows what they'll be, but I like to see the app.net guys adding more features and functionality to the platform that will hopefully bring in more people and hopefully, cause it to grow and evolve and be something better than the alternatives that exist. I mean, it already is better. The only thing that's really missing is scale, which is something that will they're kind of going slower on it, and that's fine. I can't wait until it's scalable and I can stop using Twitter and Facebook and such. But I think we're a ways away from that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.